You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Triple M talking sport. We got Hilly on the line from the Pioneers.
Yes, and of course a big weekend. Good morning, Coach Richard Hill.
Morning, man. How you doing?
Good. Now, at the start of the year, Siebel come up with a new format, Final Eight. They couldn't have stage managed it any better, could they?
Well, it's a bit, a lot going on, Milo. A lot going on. Too much for me. I can only focus on one thing at a time. So, awful lot going on tonight. So, we'll see how it shakes out.
Now, of course, obviously, all you can do is to prepare the squad, keep your fingers crossed, get your medicos to use the magic fingers and all those modern apparatus. How's the squad shaping?
Well, it's been a crazy year, as you know, Milo, but I think for the first time since round one, whilst we're not all 100% healthy, we're going to have everyone suiting up. So that's a massive plus for us. It's taken a long time.
So Sam McDaniel's in?
Yep. Gee. Sam's in. Yeah, been working really, really hard. And, he'll be playing tonight. He'll come off the bench, but I expect him to have a significant contribution tonight.
Gee, the planets and the moons have aligned, of course. Now, Ice House tonight might be the last game. I don't know how the format works. Too far ahead, we're not going to think about it. But Melbourne has hit 11th, 9 wins, 10 losses. How do they shape?
Look, Melbourne have been a bit of a revelation this year. Like, they were terrible last year. Put a new coach in, made a couple of adjustments, good young team. A couple of weeks ago, they were right there in the firing line to be part of the playoff series. But dropped a couple of games, coming off a win over Dandenong, which really put Dandenong out of the equation, which is surprising. They're a decent team. We'll need to play well, but I'd expect if we play well, we should win.
Let's hope we win that and come through all clear and everyone's okay to go. It's Saturday night, Sandringham 13th, lucky for some, 7-12, and they've been the giant killers, so they won't be easy, mate.
They have been. All along they've had a really good team. They just haven't been able to get their act together, Mo. I'm not sure why, but just in the last few weeks they've starting to play some really good basketball. Knocked off the top team 2 weeks ago and ran Manawa Whiting to a point they were a bit snake bitten looking at the tape. They probably should have done that game. So, that'll be a tough get for us. And look, if we're going to make the playoffs, we need to earn that. We need to be able to win these couple of games and keep our fingers crossed with some other results.
Yeah, we're in with the show. The window's still open. So the message is all those Kestet Real Pioneer supporters, get out there, cheer the team on. Big weekend ahead. Good luck on all fronts, Hilly.
Yeah, mate, be good. I've got to keep doing this, talking to you guys Friday mornings for a couple of more weeks, hopefully.
Thanks, Hilly. Be positive.
Good on you guys. Have a good weekend.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.